Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up. All right, so happy Thursday, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. It is a great day. It is a good day to be alive. And as the word says, today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We have a full house this morning, a full house. And I'm so delighted to have with us a special guest. But before I make mention of her name, yes, I said her name. She will be the first female guest we have on
Exciting.
This program.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Oh, wow. She's going to set the standard here.
I know, man.
Now we're going to be on TV. Yes,
right. And the pressure is on for me.
So let me welcome our regular co-host, Charles. Welcome to the house, man.
As always, it's best day ever.
Best day ever. And this man here, we are so glad when we get him because he's a busy man. Bob, welcome. He has his...
Yeah, he's in full uniform today.
I got the uniform of God on there today. You'll figure this out very shortly. It'll only be maybe 2 or 3 minutes before he introduces me as the oldest person.
Oh, geez.
Okay, I'm
I was going to elevate you to the wisest person.
Right, I'll take that.
See?
That's good.
Well, listen, if it is Thursday, it is
Emotional Wellness Day.
For those of you who are listening for the very first time, where have you been? But I'll explain. Each day of the week, we focus on one of the five pillars or the five tires on our figurative car. So on Mondays, we look at the spiritual aspect of our fatherhood. On Tuesdays, we look at the physical well-being of dads, our bodies, and taking care of them. On Wednesdays, yesterday, we looked at the intellectual, the mental health, and what a story that was that you shared with us, Charles. Today, we're looking at the emotional.
Yes.
And we have in the house today... Oh, by the way, Bob's grandson is in the house. I mean, gee, I can
Cameron.
See the resemblance.
Welcome, Cameron.
Cameron.
Welcome, man. Welcome. You have a wonderful granddad over here. You know that. But we also have a very special guest in the house. We have Miss Kenesha, who is with the Florida Rural Legal Services.
Great job.
Man, I am so excited to have
I'm
you.
Excited.
We met in your office, and we talked about you partnering with us. Because a lot of the dads that we speak to and work with have legal issues that prevent them from becoming involved or more involved in their children's lives. And our role on this show, and as the organization, the Father-Child Connection, is to reduce or better yet, eliminate barriers that prevent fathers from becoming better spies and becoming more involved in their children's lives. So I'm so glad that you're here, traveling way from Palm Beach to be
Thank
here.
You for
Thank
having
you.
Me. Thank you.
So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit more about the Florida Rural Legal Services, because one thinks of that and you're thinking, oh, well, you need to be far out in the...
Right. Yeah. Many think that we kept our original name because we started out providing legal services to the farm worker community.
Okay.
And that's where the rural came from. However, we've expanded our services, and we have offices in my area, which is Palm Beach County. We have two offices there, Riviera Beach and Belgrade, Florida. And then we have an office in Fort Pierce, Immokalee, which services our farm workers unit primarily because farm workers have specialized issues, needs. And then we have an office in Fort Myers.
And your role in the organization is?
I am one of the regional managing attorneys, and my job is to oversee the legal services provided in Palm Beach County.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And again, I was going to say you would be the thorns among the roses, but I'm not going to say that. You are the rose.
I am the rose for sure.
You see,
careful,
what
man. I know. Be careful.
You are the rose among
the ruby.
All right. Listen, thank you. We have some questions, but before I go into the specific questions that the dads have called in or texted me, could you tell me under the family law portion of what you do, what is it mainly that you cover?
So in Florida Rural Legal Services, our offices specialize on what our specific community needs. So for Palm Beach, we help families with visitation. We help grandparents or relatives who may be needing custody. We call it temporary extended custody. Maybe one of the parents is not available for whatever reason and the other parent isn't known. We also help with dissolution of marriage, commonly known as divorce. We help with paternity issues, paternity filings. We help with child support. And we also help with intimate partner injunctions. So people who have been the victim of violence by
their
partner.
Let me ask you, some people think it's a myth. But from your experience in your office, do you have the situation where the dad is the victim?
All the time.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We actually have an ongoing case now where the father, actually we have two cases that come to mind immediately where the fathers were the abused or the survivor, as we refer to them, the survivor of domestic violence. And we're also assisting them with getting primary time sharing with their children.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
There's a part of me that wants to say I'm glad to hear that, even though I want to say I'm sad to hear that. Mm-hmm. Because not very often do men admit what is going on.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And what I have to say, it takes a man who understands that it's not him, that he's protecting, that he's also protecting his children. And so for him to acknowledge that and say, I need help doing this. So, yeah, we do have men, a lot of men that come to our office for assistance.
There is a specific situation that comes up that I remember so clearly that still hurts my heart every time I remember it. So I had a family, married family, and something happened. It wasn't domestic violence, but the mom and child were taken care of because there are so many good resources available, but he was sleeping in his car outside the agency. So let me ask you, a dad who needs somewhere safe to be, do we have many resources? Well, okay, let's say not many. Do we have some resources where dad can go to live, just like how I know several other places exist for safe houses for moms and their children?
So we actually, within my office, we have a client support services area or department, what have you. It's a three-person team. But their job is to look, research resources that are available for all our clients. So I'm not an expert to say, oh, yes, absolutely, these many exist. What I will tell you, though, is what I do know just kind of from having team meetings with them is that they're very few. In Palm Beach, we centralize centralize the people who are facing, our families who are facing housing instability. And so it goes through the Lewis Center. So that's the only thing that I know that we do have. Now, whether there are locations that, you know, can accommodate men with their children, I'm not 100% sure. I'd like to say yes, there's at least one.
You that, yeah, I cannot think of one. Bob, have you heard of
I haven't, although I would love a chance when we want to change the subject to ask a question. So
so there's a need for
first,
that.
Find me a place first and then.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is something that we advocate for. We make up words around here.
I like it.
We advocate.
Okay.
Because again, Charles, you have been in a situation where using your strength, just your very presence, you could be intimidating, but you could end up having in prison right now. So to walk away shows strength. And for a man to come and let it be known that they are victims, that to me speaks volumes about their desire to be, one, vulnerable, two, take care of themselves, and three, take care of the children, because if they're put away, be it dead or maimed, then they can't be there for their child.
Yes, because a lot of times the strength comes in removing yourself from the situation.
From the situation.
As much as you want to stay and fight, which most men do, but the real strength comes when you say, okay, I need to step out of this. Mm-hmm. This is not good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bob, you have a question. It's okay.
Yeah, you know, again, just to change the subject just a little bit, because I'm here representing grandparents today, granddads, because my grandson is here. So
I love my grandparents, by the way. No, seriously.
Yeah.
They've been lifesavers in my work that I've done in the last 22 years. I love grandparents.
That's great to hear. I hope my grandson loves me as much as you love your grandparents. Anyway, I'm kind of curious, because I'm a transplanted Rhode Islander, and I don't know what the law is in Rhode Island, but I'm wondering what rights grandparents have relative to grandchildren when there's broken families and there are arguments about, you know, where the child, even whether you can see your grandchild. Mm-hmm. So do you know what the statute is in Florida?
Okay, now, Bob, I didn't know you were going to ask me trick questions. I don't remember the statute offhand. I can look it up. But there is a statute that addresses grandparents' rights. And it's very particular in that you had to have the child or children had to have lived with you for a certain amount of time. I believe it's 6 months prior to there being a contested issue regarding the physical placement of the children. Mm-hmm. But there is a statute that addresses it. But ultimately, what I tell people is that grandparents' rights don't supersede the parents' rights.
Right.
So you see a lot of that with, you know, when the parents separate and then the other parent, you know, punishes the grandparents or the parents of the spouse, the other spouse, and say, you know, no, you're not seeing the child, or you can only, you know. So those are the situations where the children suffer the most. So the statute does permit give some rights to grandparents, but not over the right of the parent to decide, you know, their child's life.
Mm. And that's exactly the situation kind of that I was getting at, because I know, again, in some broken homes, when a parent wants to get at a grandparent, they may say, look, you're never going to see your grandchild again.
Yeah.
And in Rhode Island, you actually have to, from what I understand, you actually have to petition the court.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, yes. So. Mm. Yeah, that's what the statute allows. But in order to have what we call standing, which is a legal term, in order to have the right, I guess, to petition a court, you have to meet this criteria. And like I was saying, the child had to have been living with you within the 6 months prior to you filing.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And I know this might be more a DCF question than an attorney, but if granddad
I'm a former DCF attorney.
You know what?
So DCF does have attorneys.
Because I worked with DCF before.
Where do you think I say I love my grandparents? It's in that context that grandparents were lifesavers. So.
Well, you're still alive, living.
Well, not. I mean, when I say that, I mean for the children that I advocated for.
Yeah.
They were literally the only place that we could place children. Mm. And so they really stepped up. I had grandparents who sold places in the 55 plus community because they couldn't have their grandchildren longer than 30 days. So they I had grandparents who went back to work after retirement because they had to take the full custody of their grandchildren. So when I tell you they're my heroes, I can tell you stories about why they're my heroes.
We need to have a grandparent day on here, man. Bob, you might have to spearhead that for us, man. But thank God for grandparents.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we talked about child support.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, unfortunately, especially dads, it might sound like a curse word. Let me ask you, do you think that child support is a necessary evil or a necessary good for the benefit of children?
I 100% believe it's a necessary good. Because unfortunately, you know, we'd like to believe all parents, and again, people may be under the misconception only moms get child support, but we again help dads get child support. And I am a believer that any parent, all parents have the moral obligation as well as the legal obligation to support their child. Now, unfortunately, we have parents, again, both moms and dads, who can't get past the breakup of the relationship to understand that they still have to continually support their child. And so that's where, again, unfortunately, you have to involve the law in order to compel the other parent to provide child support. But absolutely, even if you believe, and I'll ask you guys because you all are dads, if your, let's say, the moms, she was making, although we're in Florida now, you probably need way more than $100,000, but let's keep the numbers even. A mom was making $100,000 and could provide a great life and was providing a great life for the child. But your child wanted to do swimming lessons or wanted to be an Olympic gymnast. The mom didn't have it within her $100,000. But what if your extra $250 or $300 could provide that opportunity for your child? Why wouldn't you want to give that to the child so they could have a higher level of living? You know what I mean? And so that's how I see it. Even if you think that, oh, mom, she can do it, or dad, he can do it, he can take care of the child, why wouldn't you want to even just give that much more to give more options and availability to your child?
So help us understand, why is it that the perception seems to be that it's being punitive? I've heard dads who, it's almost as if the courts are out to get me, man, and they want to be paid under the counter. Charles told us person that he knows who actually gave up his job because he didn't want to pay. Is it because they feel the court is taking out more than they would have been paying if that was some... Where did that come from?
I would say that there's a lot of different scenarios. I know a man who did that, quit his job, but it was his children who he adopted, and he was tricked into adopting his wife's children, and then she, you know, and they ended up divorcing, and so he was on the hook because he had adopted them. They are now his legal responsibility. So and then there are other circumstances I've seen where men are like, oh, she's taking the money and doing stuff and taking care of herself. So there are a lot of, I can't say there's a one answer for why men see it as some kind of punitive or punishment for the courts. The court, it is, and this is what I need them to understand. The courts take a formula. Mm-hmm. Now, some people agree with it and some people don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, that the formula isn't enough, right? But the courts start with the formula. It's actually in the statute. People can look it up. Mm-hmm. If the two of you combined income makes is $1,000 or $10,000, the formula is still the same. Mm-hmm. And then they look at who's going to have the child the most, and then they kind of subtract basic stuff, you know, and then they say, this is your percentage. If you all have $2,000 together, and I don't know the statute, the exact amount of child support for that amount, but let's say you all make $2,000 together, and based on our formula, it takes $325 to care for this for one child, because in it breaks it down. If you have one child through 10 children, and then it says how many more, how to add if you have additional children over 10. It says this is 325 is what it takes to care for this child today. This is your portion, sir, and this is your portion, ma'am. That's it. It's not personal. It's what you make. So I want to dispel that myth that it's punitive and they just didn't like me, or they think it's really a numbers in Florida.
No, I think we ought to, you know, spend a second looking at the kind of the other side of that equation, because I think that men who do that and have that kind of feeling are the kind of dads that want to walk away from responsibility rather than taking. You know, you get married and you have a child.
Yes.
Whether you're with your spouse or not, you have a responsibility.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
And it's not good for me when I listen to people say it's punitive or you know, some excuse. That's when you need to dad up.
I actually worked in Department of Corrections.
Okay.
And one of the jobs I had was taking dads to court, family court. And I actually had a man, I told this yesterday, he was $50,000 in arrears. And I took him to court for a hearing, and the judge was telling him all of these things. He said, I don't care how much time you give me, I'm not giving that woman one red cent.
Wow.
And it's like, oh my gosh, man. So he was willing to just stay in prison.
Oh, yeah. Many of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
It really is. Because they haven't moved past
that
whole woman, you know, that dynamic between
them. That's the phrase, that woman.
Yeah. They haven't moved past that, and so they don't see the child.
Speaking of that woman, I am so glad.
Watch out for this one.
I am so glad that you are here today. I'm grateful for your willingness and your agency to partner with us. But for the guys who have already got an issue with that woman, but when they walk into the office, it's that woman, you, who are giving them the advice, objective, helpful advice. How do you, I don't want to say how do you compensate for that, because if I'm thirsty, it doesn't matter who gives me the water, I'm drinking the water.
Yes.
But do you try, just as how I know most agencies try to have services in Creole or Spanish, do you have a male staff to say, deal with that? Not deal with that dad, but work with that dad. How do you?
I will say, so first of all, in Palm Beach County, we do not have a male family law attorney. We do have males in our office, that they work in different areas of law. So no. However, I will say for the attorneys, the female attorneys that do practice family law with us, and have many, because I've mentioned the two male clients, we have a way of being able to communicate with the men in a way we don't get that woman energy from them. And it's almost like it's our opportunity to say not every woman is the same, you know, and remind them of that. Many of them are really just hurt.
Yeah.
And so it's really directed just at that woman and not all women. So we haven't run into that issue that I've seen. At least it hasn't risen to my level.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're okay with saying, sir, you're not a good fit for us, and we're not a good fit for you. Go down the street.
But speaking of fit and what you provide, tell us again about your services. They are free.
Yes.
But they are... Tell us.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're a nonprofit law firm. Most of our funding actually all of our funding comes either through grants or we are funded by LSC, Legal Services Corporation. 60% of our funding comes from them. But we also get local community funding from like foundations. So, for instance, in Palm Beach County, Children's Services Council, they fund part of the work that we do. So because of that, the funders require certain economic income level. So it's based on the federal poverty guidelines, and it varies, right? So it depends on how many children are in your home, how many adults are in the home, what's your income. And really, I encourage people, I say, just call just to find out. I mean, only thing we can say is, no, we can't help you, but let us make a referral. But it's all based on a variety of factors, because we look at your income, and we also look at what your responsibilities are, what your debts are, and that kind of thing.
We have so many more questions. You're going to have to come back tomorrow.
I promise I will. Yes. So,
listening audience, listen, tomorrow, Friday, we are going to continue this conversation. We have time for one joke. Do you happen to have one? We have...
Yeah, he hasn't been here in a while, so he has to...
Yes, we have something called DGJ, Dad's Got jokes. And Bob, if you haven't got one, I'm going to ask you.
I brought one, the second one in 50 years.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So the kid said, "Why did the cookie cry?" And the dad said, "Because his dad was away for so long."
Wafer.
Okay. All right, man.
That's why every 50 years.
Every 50 years. Gotcha. Understood now.
Do you have one?
Why don't you go?
Because
you always try to save yourself for last. That's what it is.
You know what? I'm going to save it because of the time that we have. Let me just encourage. Let me encourage our listening audience. Please call in, and let us have your questions, legal questions, family law questions, and we will present them to Ms. Kanisha. But if you wish to reach them directly, the number is
888-582-3410.
Repeat that for me.
888-582-3410. They can also go to our website, frls.org, and they can apply online as well.
All right. In the meantime, if you wish to get in touch with us, you can email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org, dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org, or call us at 561-229-2379. We are asking for your prayers. We're asking for your hours. We're asking for your dollars. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We look forward to partnering with you and referring dads to you, because whatever you can do, whatever we can do to help reduce or eliminate the obstacles that come between dads and their children, we want to do that. Any final word from you guys?
No, it's just refreshing to have the legal aspect of it. I saw it from the Department of Corrections, and I always saw the negative aspects from the dads. Mm. And I know there's three sides to every story.
Oh, yes.
There's the one side, and then somewhere in the middle is the truth. Mm. So it's refreshing, and I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed my time here. Thank you guys so
Next time, you're going to bring a joke.
pressure.
Bob, appreciate you coming in, your grandson, man. Thank you so very much.
Great to be here.
Today's a great day to be alive. We have been given 1,440 minutes each day. A brand new 1,440 minutes. Go make a positive difference in your world. And Dad, Dad up.
Dad up.
Oh, by the way, I also want to let them know that we have not yet reached our target. We have a drive, Dad Up 1,000. We want to have 1,000 dads in our listening audience sign up to become part of this movement. We are now in September, and we are still far from Dad Up 1,000. So please call us. And again, we also want to say thanks to our sponsors. We have two sponsors for today's show. We have an anonymous sponsor who contributed to today's show, but also Nuzzle Nolan has chipped in and contributed to this show. So thank you. If you wish to sponsor one of these programs, please call us 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. Make sure you have a great day, and together we say
Dad up.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.